Gemara says in Psachim and Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis, Tisha B'Av Ben Hashmashas Shelo Asur. The Rava and Rav Yochanan say the fast of Tisha B'Av begins at Ben Hashmashas. So just to go back, there are different time periods. The time period before sunset is Vadayom. The time period when the three stars come out is Vadaylaila. The time period after sunset, before nightfall, that is known as Ben Hashmashos, twilight, which is known in Halacha as Safek Yom, Safek Laila. There's a Ritva, the Rav Salavekri used to like to call it that maybe it's not Safek Yom, Safek Laila, but it has both qualities of Yom and Laila. Nevertheless, the Halacha is it's Ben Hashmashos is Safek Yom, Safek Laila. And therefore, Rav and Rokhanan say, once it comes to after sunset, one is not permitted to eat at Ben Hashmashos. So the Magid Mishnah asked the famous question. He says, we know we have a principle in the Talmud, Safek Doraisa Uchumra, Safek Dorabanan Lukua, a doubt regarding a biblical law with strict, and a doubt regarding a rabbinic law, we are lenient. So, the Magid Mishnah says, we know Tisha B'Av is Midivrei Kabbalah, Divrei Nevi'im, it's not Divrei Torah. So therefore, why don't we apply the principle of Safek Dorabanan Lukua? So one answer could be, well, that depends on what the status of Divrei, how do we view Divrei Kabbalah? Do I view Divrei Kabbalah as a stronger Drabanan, or do I view it as a more lenient Daraisa? In other words, do I say Safek Divrei Kabbalah Kedivrei Torah Dami, like the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah discusses? So that could be the issue. If you assume Divrei Kabbalah Kedivrei Torah, then it explains why you should be Machmir. But we are Paskin, that's the whole discussion, how do you learn the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, when it says Shani Tisha B'Av Shehuk Belo Tzaris. By the other fast days, Som HaRevi, in other words, we know the Som Revi, Som Chamishi, Som Shavi, Som Asiri. We have Yud Zayin Tamas, Tisha B'Av, Som Gedalia, and Asar B'Tevis. So the Gemara wants to know, why don't we send messengers on these days to figure out when to fast? So the Gemara says, Ratzu Mis'ani and Ratzu Einu Mis'ani. Bizman, when there's no Beis HaMikdosh and there's no religious persecution, so then we fast. No, then we have a Ratzu, and then we have an option to fast. However, the Gemara says, Shani Tisha B'Av Shehuch Belo Tzaras. Tisha B'Av is different, double trouble, and therefore that's why they send messengers for because we have to fast on Tisha B'Av. So I think the Taz over there learns, Shani Tisha B'Av, Shehuch Belo Tzaras, that Tisha B'Av retains its Divrei Kabbalah status. If it retains its Divrei Kabbalah status, okay, so Divrei Kabbalah could Divrei Torah. However, the Avinezer points out that the Taz didn't have the Rashba. And the Taz apparently didn't have many Svarim, he was very poor. The Shach seemed to have every Sefer, but the Taz was very poor, didn't have many Svarim. Either way, so the Davin Ezra says if he knew there was, if he saw the Rashba, he would agree that it's only Drabanan. So we paskin, Lamai said that we assume Tisha B'Av is only Midrabanan today, not Midrabanan Kabbalah. So Hadar Kasha Midukhta. So the question is, so then, how come we can't be Meiko by Ben Hashmashos? So there's a famous Ranim Psachim. The Gemara is talking about the Dalet Kosos. So the Gemara has a debate. Do we recline on the first two cups or on the last two cups? So the Gemara concludes, and the Gemara gives reason for each one. The Gemara says, Idi by Haseba. Since we don't know, so therefore, you know what? Let's go recline in all four. So the Rani has the famous Kasha, like, what are you talking about? Tzavik, Drabanan, Lukua. Dalet Kosos are only Drabanan, and Pashas Haseba is only Drabanan. So, like, what do you mean? Since I don't know which two to pick, therefore I recline, I should apply Safek Drabanan Lukua. So there's a famous Ran where he gives one pragmatic answer that what's the big deal? You're right, but it's not a big tirkus to go ahead and do it. But the other answer of the Ran is that, well, the Mishnah Berurah loves that answer, but the other answer of the Ran is that no, we can't apply suffix when it's going to be a tarte desasre. It's going to be a contradiction to apply suffix rabbanan lakua. If it's a suffix hashoka, I'd have no reason to pick one. In other words, let's say when it comes to what's going to happen, I'll come to the first two cups, I'll say suffix rabbanan lakua. I'll get to the second two cups, I'll say suffix rabbanan lakua. So the question is, so the FL end up doing the wrong thing. It's a tarte desasre because everyone agrees you have to recline. The only shaila is which cups. And I have no reason to pick one or the other. In fact, that's the famous, I believe, Beis Halevi. Someone asked him, well, today we shouldn't have to keep Shemitah anymore because number one is we paskin that Shemitah is only Drabanan today. And secondly, it's a machlokas, the Rambam and the Gaonim, how do you count Shemitah? So every year is only a suffix Shemitah year, suffix Drabanan Lakula. So the Beis Halevi says the Ran in Psachim knows that if I would say Safek Drabanan Lakua, I'd end up not keeping Shemitah any year. We know there is a mitzvah Drabanan of keeping Shemitah, so we can't apply the klal. So similarly here, the Mefarshim explained that when I begin Tisha B'Av, I'll say Safek Drabanan Lakua. I'll eat at the beginning of Tisha B'Av, meaning I'll eat at Ben HaShemeshes until nightfall. And then when it comes to nightfall the next night, I'll say Suffix Rabbanan Lakua, and I'll eat. So, and we can't just arbitrarily pick one over the other. So therefore, since it'll be a tarte desasre, because I can't be making on both Ben HaShemeshos, so therefore that is the halacha. That's why we understand, Rav and Rav Yochanan, that Tisha B'Av Ben HaShemeshes Shalo is Usher.